everybody, to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We're at show number 427 for July of 2021. And I want to welcome you and glad you're here to listen along with us as we talk about the travel industry. So stay tuned for a great topic, because we're going to be talking about creating a tour. And a tour is a great way to increase your income and at the same time increase your client base for FIT travelers. Each individual that you take on your tour, you know, they may come back to you to book that independent vacation they've been wanting, and maybe they'll even take it with their family. Now, tours have a great degree of complexity when compared to setting up a vacation for your FIT client. But the payoff can be much greater. In today's show, our guests talk about ways to remove the complexity of setting up a tour. And the information in the show is something that every travel agent should have in their toolbox, and you all should take advantage of it. So come on along and listen to this. I think you're going to find a lot of great information here in the show. And I want to thank everybody for being a part of our listener family. You know, I'm always available for your questions or comments. Just email me at Barry@hometravelagent.net. That's B-A-R-R-Y @hometravelagent.net. Or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. Now, a couple of notes about our webpage at hometravelagent.net. And first of all, you're going to find a link to everything that we talked about in our show, along with the show notes for today's show. So just go over to hometravelagent.net and take a look there. And if you didn't get a chance to write anything down, you're probably going to find it in the links or in the show notes. And if you want to get it all of that in your email inbox every month after we produce our show, then you can sign up for that service, the email service on the webpage. And we're not going to spam your inbox, because you're just going to get the show notes once every month along with the links right in your email inbox. Okay, now it's time for the show. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we have a couple of guests today that we're going to discuss some interesting things about tour operations and how tours can improve your business and greatly increase your client base. And when setting up a tour, there are many pain points involved in that process. And the people I have today are going to help us with those pain points. And I'd like to introduce Kevin Cabe and Keith Snode. Did I get that right? S-N-O-D-E, Snode. Is that the right pronunciation?
You did.
Okay,
you did.
Great.
Yes.
Great. And what I'd like to do is start out and have each of our guests give us a little introduction about themselves, and we'll start off with Kevin. Hi, Kevin. How are you doing?
Hello. Doing well. Thanks for having us, Barry. My name is Kevin Cabe, and been in the travel industry probably for the last 5 years. Been selling travel. I really fell into travel. Just to share a little bit of my story, had moved to New York City from Knoxville, Tennessee, and was really just looking for to supplement my income. For me, being a travel agent was really going to be like a side gig. And living in New York City, working for a nonprofit, I didn't make a New York City salary, and so I knew I needed to supplement. And so my job in New York was actually to recruit churches and other nonprofits to come to New York City. And while doing that, I was talking to a pastor in South Carolina who just kind of happened to say, "Hey, I sell travel on the side." And that intrigued me. And so as I began to explore, man, what would that look like for me, and living in New York City, working with all these churches? And honestly, the light bulb went off. I had that moment where I was like, this is it. And so I dove into the travel industry at that point, connected to a small agency out of Connecticut, and that was good until it wasn't. And then I ended up buying a franchise. And so I jumped into that world, and that's really where I learned travel, was through the host agency that I was a part of, and fulfilled my commitment to them, and then branched out and have been an independent travel agent here for the last several years. And really, for me and my niche, however you want to pronounce that, have really been working with the faith-based market, because that's kind of the world that I was in before. It's the world that I'm familiar with, and so have just, again, fallen in love with it. So it's a little of my story.
Yeah, great. Great, interesting. Keith, and a little bit about your background.
So I actually have been, I guess, a traveler and a planner of travel for a lot of my career. I started off as a teacher, and took my students on trips, which is how I fell into my first travel job. I was planning trips with a company in the Midwest, and they offered me a job. And at first I said no, and then a year later I decided, you know what, I want to make the leap. And so I did, and I planned a lot of group tours for educational organizations, whether it was schools or community groups, things like that. And that's what I did for the first 14 years of that career. And then after that, I took a hiatus from that, and I sold mortgages, and I sold concerts at Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center in New York City. And so I learned some different parts of the industry, and then I also was in the moving business, so the transportation business on the East Coast. Then I jumped back in as a supplier, so I've been an operator and a supplier throughout my career. And I was in charge of groups and tourism at the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum in New York City, so the aircraft carrier that sits on the west side of Manhattan, which brought me to eventually down to Florida. So, and I am worked for a tour operator down here, and am part of the team that manages that company. And then we've started this new company, and we started it kind of pre-COVID, and really had some time during the whole pandemic to work on it and ramp it up. And so we are now at the point where we're ready to really press on the gas and make it go. So lots of good things here. But that kind of spans my 25-year career, in most of it being in travel. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and very interesting backgrounds. And, you know, you both have had a lot of experience in setting up tours. And maybe we can talk about some of the pain points that a travel agent might experience in getting a tour up and going, and maybe some of the benefits of doing tours for travel agents. Maybe some of you out there don't do tours, and you want to jump into it and find out what it's all about. So I think if you're listening, you're in the right place to learn a little bit about tours, tour operations, and some of the software out there that can help you out. So one of you gentlemen want to start out and talk about maybe some of the benefits of arranging tours, conducting tours? Maybe Kevin?
Well, I would say, and Kevin can chime in here too, from what the travel agents that I've worked with over the years, I have noticed a theme with most travel agents that they have great resources for booking a family on a trip, but when it comes to booking a group tour, their resources are rather limited. And so the understanding of how the dynamic of a group tour works, how you can plan it, how you plan it and how you put it together and manage all the elements of that is much different than booking an individual family. And I think that sometimes, you know, a travel agent kind of tries to use the tools that they have, and rightly so, to apply to that group mechanism, and it doesn't always work as easily or as efficiently as it would be if they had other resources. And so that's kind of the pain points that we're trying to address, and Kevin can dive into that a little bit further.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when putting trips together, you know, travel agents, they go with what they're comfortable with, right? So if a travel agent is comfortable in selling FIT travel, then that's what they're going to do, right? What I have found, and again, I sell FIT travel, but what I've found is my clientele, they're not selling luxury trips, right? And so if I'm going to survive as a travel agent, I really need to increase that bottom line. And so for me, selling group travel has been really incredible. And so when it comes to the travel agent booking group travel, they can either put it together themselves, which brings in a whole lot of challenges, it can, or they're using the supplier to put it together. It's going to put a nice bow on it. Here's your price, and you run with it. What I have found, again, through this company that we're getting ready to talk to you about, they alleviate all of those pain points. And, you know, I was putting a trip together for a church a year ago, and it was a bus trip. They called me and said, we're in Columbia, South Carolina, and we want to take our senior adults to Washington, D.C. And I'm in the middle of preparing this thing, and I have no clue how to put it together. Again, and once diving into Group Travel Odyssey, and again, the things that we're going to talk about here in a few minutes, it would have been so much easier to have been able to put this trip together. And so, again, some of those pain points that I have felt is really managing everything, right? So you've got to call so many different people. You've got to call your hotel. You've got to call the bus. You've got to call the attraction places wherever you're going. And, you know, those can be some headaches and some challenges. There's deadlines throughout. You better have a good calendar, or you better have it all in one place. And so those have been some of the challenges that I have faced.
Yeah, you know, I can speak to some of my experiences as well, because I've put together several bus trips, bus tours, like to Frankenmuth, Michigan, which is a big Christmas town, and quite a place to visit, and also to downtown Chicago and other shopping malls and that type of thing. And these were basically shopping trips, but trips that interest people because of the city of Frankenmuth. But, you know, the challenges that I've had in doing that were, you know, you have to deal with each individual at some point that's going on the tour. You have to collect the money, and you have to keep track of that and who's paid what. Some people are going to cancel on you. Some people are going to want to add friends. They want to bring along other people, which is great. I mean, that's what you want to do. And then keeping track of all those changes and the accounting and keeping track of the people and what they might need and want, and, you know, food and beverages on the bus. I mean, there's a lot of factors involved, but in the end, it's very worthwhile. It was profitable, made money on each of those trips, even though it was done with not the intention of making money. It was mainly done for, you know, an affinity group, but we ended up with money. At the end. So, you know, all those are good things, but those are the pain points that I found. And I don't know what other pain points or what other benefits to a travel agent are there from conducting this type of operation tours.
So, you know, the benefit of, you know, if you look at the travel industry as a whole, especially tour operators and travel agents worldwide, you know, the vast majority of them are smaller, independent folks. It might be one person, it might be two or three people working together. You know, yes, there's the big companies out there that have lots of resources and staff available to them, but for the vast majority of the travel that happens worldwide, especially here in the United States, is going to be really based on family-run independent folks. That's where it's going to be. And so the big pain point that I see in the travel industry, whether it's travel agents, tour operators, is that, you know, our livelihood is information based. It's based on having information to put together what our customers want and need. And, you know, one of the big pain points that we see is, you know, we're all asking suppliers on a constant basis for the same information. You know, they might get 15 calls a day asking for the same information, where with what we're trying to solve is to try to put that information in a place by connecting the suppliers and the people that are putting these trips together, connect them together to say, hey, we've got it all in one place for you. And when we don't have it, we have a team that's going to help you get it so that you can keep working and moving forward. So you've got this support system. It's almost like you have this whole backup house office system that you're paying a fraction of the money to be part of, and it's really helping you become more profitable, more efficient. But there are also, you know, there's big examples of how that team can help you as well. One example is, you know, pricing's changing all the time, especially right now coming out of COVID. And we all know the pricing is going up considerably. So, you know, for example, one of the things that happened just recently is we had a supplier that had given us pricing but hadn't clarified what the valid dates for the pricing were. We had some of our operator companies that had used the pricing, and the supplier called us and said, hey, by the way, we're actually going to end that pricing at the end of this year. It's not going to be valid for 2022, and here's our upgraded pricing for 2022, which was markedly different. So the difference there really made a big difference for our customers, but our team was able to go to that supplier when they called in to make that change and say, hey, by the way, that's great, we'll update everything. Here's a list of all of the companies and travel agents that have used that price to quote a customer. Can you honor this price for these folks? And it enables us to be proactive on the behalf of the people that are booking these tours to say, you know what, they've quoted this price to a customer already. We can't go back to the customer and say, by the way, the price has gone up. Can you help us with this? And suppliers are, you know, having that information at our fingertips and being able to be an advocate. It really helps those folks, travel agents and tour operators that are booking, it really helps them be more efficient and be better business people and really have more resources at their fingertips. So I feel like that's the biggest pain point that we solve. Kevin, you can tell me if I missed some other ones that are important.
No, I think between both of you, you've really nailed it. You know, there's different pain points throughout the process, right? From the booking side, you know, the researching side, where do I go? There's pain points. And again, like you said, the accounting and all of those pieces. And what we're really trying to do is to streamline the process and make it really easy.
Yeah, very good. And one question that came up as you were talking there, Keith, is you're dealing with suppliers to maintain a pricing. But in dealing with suppliers, you know, you're working with a lot of travel agents, and you have leverage with suppliers, don't you, where you can probably get better prices than if just the travel agent was working alone trying to negotiate those same prices.
That's correct. And that is absolutely kind of the next step in our evolution as we have more people come on board, is to be able to go and say, hey, we've got this community of amazing travel professionals. If they're buying through our system and through our process, it should make it more efficient for you. So can you offer us a better price for those folks that are going to utilize that resource? We already have some instances of that, and I can guarantee there will be more of that as we move forward. So, yes. On top of that, Barry, we also have ways to connect suppliers to you faster, too. So that makes the process of requesting that information or that booking from them kind of a one-step process. Instead of, I have to call them, I have to get an email back with the information. So there's some opportunities within our environment that help that really become a more efficient process, too.
Yeah, as an independent travel agent, I might be aware of only one supplier, maybe through my host agency. If I'm using your system, your platform, there may be other suppliers there that can do a better job. Would that be correct?
That would be, yes. Since we aren't since our primary function is not to negotiate with every supplier to say you've got to give, you know, because we're not earning money off the suppliers. We want all the suppliers there, the options there for you to consider. So yes, you would have more options in front of you of folks, of suppliers that want to take a group and have some really great options, not just limited to the ones that are willing to give us a cut of the, you know, that's just not how we operate. We don't operate in that sense. So it opens your world quite a bit, yes.
Okay. And, you know, another challenge is the marketing piece. You know, I decide that I want to do a tour, and actually I found that, you know, if you're working with a group of people, you know, a lot of people in that group, affinity groups or people you work with, whatever, you know, that's a good starting point, but maybe you have to go beyond that. How do you get people into your sales funnel? You know, how do you get them there if you don't really know who they are, who's out there?
Kevin, I'll let you take that one to start.
Well, you know, for us, again, we're a new company. So right now, word of mouth is traveling as far as, you know, the marketing piece from us as a company. We're going after a lot of travel agents just to kind of educate them of what we're doing. We're hosting webinars as a company to share about what we're offering and, again, how to alleviate these pain points. But once we've got them in and, you know, we're selling, so we're marketing to those, but yet we're also trying to help them market to their clients. We have a tremendous partner, and I'll let Keith share about our partner with WeTravel. But on behalf of travel agents, once they get into our system, once they've planned their trip, they have the ability to tap into our marketing, because we're going to go after through our website to be able to market to people that they may not, you know, have been introduced to. So that's going to be live on our website. So anybody could jump on any of those trips if they wanted to. Keith, if you could share a little bit about our partnership with WeTravel.
So that's right, Barry. We have two avenues. First of all is our partnership with WeTravel. So WeTravel becomes our payment portal and registration portal for people who work with us. And what happens is when they set up a trip, it automatically sets up that trip in WeTravel. It creates that payment and registration portal, so when somebody wants to buy a space on that trip, they can actually do it through there. It captures a lot of great information. It offers them travel insurance as part of that payment process, which is fantastic. And it really makes it easy. Their marketing side of what WeTravel presents, the landing page that people would go to buy the trip, is fantastic. It's got itinerary options on it, and photos, information about the trip. It's really robust. The second part of that is that we have our groupexperience.com website. And the groupexperience.com website is also another option that they have to post it. Obviously, if an independent travel agent has their own brand, we can white label a page for them that they can use, and they can use that WeTravel page as their white label page. Or if they want to sell it under the Group Experience brand, we have an option for them as well that they can sell it under Group Experience, and it ends up getting posted simultaneously with WeTravel and Group Experience. So it's kind of giving you that double coverage, and we're all working to help you push that trip out there and get as many passengers on it as we can. So there's some really great marketing tools there. Within our system, we have email capabilities. You can do your email marketing within the system. Really gives you the option to kind of reach out to your current customer base and keep that information, just like any CRM function that you need, and keep that history. And it also gives you tracking on all the passengers that have traveled, the trips they have gone on, information about the, you know, past trips that they've done and what they might be interested in the future. So there's lots of opportunities for you within one environment to do your marketing and your planning all at once.
And this might be on a wish list, but the question popped into my mind. You said you have group emails, but do you have group text messaging, SMS?
I don't yet, but I have it on my development pipeline. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah,
we have it. We have a couple places where that would be available. Yes. So. Yes.
You know, nowadays people are just text messaging, and you know, email also, but boy, I know when people hear that little buzzer on their phone go off that they've got a text message, they jump right into it at the expense of any other thing that's happening around them. So it's a good future development.
Well, the first place that will be developed in our platform will be for people who have signed up for a trip, so that you can send out notifications about the trip they're on.
Great.
And then we will expand that to a marketing tool as well.
So, okay, great. Yeah, excellent. A little bit about the back end. You touched on this somewhat, but you know, one of the things is the payment collection and keeping track of who's going, who else wants to go, and who's paying, and who's dropping off the list.
Right. So the way I'm gonna let Kevin first talk about building a trip, and then I'll take it from the operational standpoint, because he's actually really well versed in building trips. So I'm gonna let him talk about the functionality on the back end there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So again, our system really is a series of apps, and within the sales manager component, is where we build trips. And the user functionality of it is really simple. You know, you really begin with where do you want to go. You pick your destination, and then from there you're putting in the number of passengers that you're expecting to go on this trip, and what type of trip it is. Is it a sightseeing? Is it educational? Is it volunteerism? And those kinds of things. And then from there, again, what are the components that you need? Are you doing airfare? Are you doing a motor coach? Do you need a hotel in these cities? And you have all of those suppliers are built in there. So you really just put in the city, and all of that information is at your fingertips. The attractions, you're essentially building your itinerary as you go. You know, are you going to provide a dining experience, or are you going to, you know, hit a museum, an amusement park, and those kind of functions? And once you've kind of brought those together, then it becomes, you know, it automatically populates the cost. And then you're able to set your margins and set your selling price. You're able to create a proposal for travel agents. That proposal is going to be generated with your branding. So your logo and all of that is going to be on there, and you're going to look like the hero. And it took you about 15 minutes to build a trip. That's the beautiful thing.
Wow.
And so that's how you build the trip. And then once they've committed to the trip, then I'm going to let Keith talk in on the back end of that.
So if it's a preformed group and they commit to the trip, obviously that's one idea. If you built this group trip and you're going to have people buy into it, then you're going to say, hey, I'm ready to sell it. Everything's put together. That's when it moves from our sales manager app to our trip manager app. And when it moves to that, it basically is telling you step by step what you need to do to make the reservations with all of those suppliers. So it literally walks you through a color-coded process to say, do this next, do this next, do this next, and tells you, and every time it asks you, it plates up the questions you need answered from the supplier. And you're basically building that whole trip file one step at a time. It's connected to what we call our group accounting app, and it keeps the accounts payable, accounts receivable separate, and tracking for that specific trip. And in the back end, it's also connected to that passenger manager app, which is keeping track of all of those people that have registered for the trip and how much they've paid, what package they've purchased, whether they purchased insurance, and it's all visible within that world. So you've got those three apps that are kind of working simultaneously with each other and sharing information. The whole system is built so that you enter a piece of information once. So that sales process that Kevin talked about, as you are building those trip components, those don't ever have to be entered again, because they're going to be put into that trip manager, that group accounting app, as the way you set them up. So you are managing that file with the data that you have built from day one. It makes it super easy. You can then at the end, you can actually audit your trip if you want to see what you did related to the budget versus what you actually paid for things, and see how much you made in the end. And then through all of the miracles of electronic money transfer, we can actually pay you and pay the suppliers all the way through the process with the money that you have sitting in your WeTravel account. You don't even have to have a separate bank account, because you can use that WeTravel account and we can pay you right out of that. So if you don't if you're an independent agent and you don't have your own bank account, you're using something, it doesn't matter. We can actually make it all happen right within the system. So,
now, does the travel agent need to have any upfront costs?
I try to keep it. So from a cost standpoint, we do have a small monthly fee. And it just depends on kind of what type of the platform you're using, whether we're customizing it or whether you're using it under the Group Experience brand, as to what you fall under with that. Because if you're under the Group Experience brand, then obviously you're going to be under our liability insurance, and we're going to cover you for things like that. If you have your own company, you already have all that structure in place, then obviously it's a different cost structure because we're not supporting that for you. But Kevin's the guy that can talk people through kind of where they best fit into that conversation. And then once you start selling on the there are thresholds you can meet from a selling trips where you don't have to pay that monthly fee anymore. So obviously that's just to get started and get you set up and get things moving. So,
okay. Now, in terms of suppliers, say I want to set up a tour and I don't have anyone really signed up, or maybe I don't even have anybody interested. And And I'm starting in the process in your system and arranging hotels and that type of thing. As a travel agent, do I have to fund any of that out of my personal money, kind of an upfront cost that I would have to fork over prior to booking anybody and receiving a payment?
So not typically. Typically most suppliers can hold off on, you can negotiate with them to hold off on deposits until you start receiving registrations. And we haven't typically had problems with that. And I, as you know, things are changing though, so I'm sure eventually we'll have to cross that bridge and see how we handle it. But typically right now, people are so eager to get business booked and get things on the books that if you say to them, hey, I'm opening up registration, deposits are due by this date, can I have up until this date before I pay you a deposit? Most suppliers are very open to that that arrangement so that you can get things moving. So.
Okay. You know, another benefit that you had, I noticed, was on-the-road management. What is the on-the-road management?
Kevin, you jump on the... He's like, no. That's a new app that we're developing. It's actually... The basis of the app is done, but we've got a lot of testing and a lot of work to do on it yet. Basically, what happens with everything that you do in our system, what most people find really helpful is that there's not a single thing that we've talked about so far that's not mobile ready. So it all works, it's mobile enabled. So it all works on your phone or your tablet, wherever. So we are in the midst of creating an app for the person that's actually, whether you call them a tour director, tour manager, whatever it is, a person, tour guide that goes on the trip with your folks, where you'll be able to deliver that packet that's usually this thick binder of stuff. You'll be able to deliver all of that information electronically through this app to them so that they can receive everything electronically, which will save a lot of time and energy. It will also enable you to update it live in real time if something changes just before the tour starts, passenger drops off, passenger adds, whatever it is. It gives you that flexibility to make those changes in real time.
Okay. And you also mentioned a community in your presence out there on the internet. What's the community about?
Yeah, great question. So essentially what we're trying to do is to build a community of users. The travel agent community is so helpful. You know, I belong to a lot of Facebook groups, and you know, if you have a question, you know, 99% of the time you're going to get some helpful information. And that's really what we're trying to do even within our system, is to create that community, both from the user standpoint, but also to the suppliers. And so we are looking to develop that, one, through social media, but really within the platform itself, is we want to be able to create that community where people can ask questions. At the same time, we're a fast-moving company, so we're rolling out information quickly as well to our users. And so we want people to feel comfortable with our system, and our team is accessible. You know, we have a whole back office that is there and ready to help as well.
Okay. And most travel agents are going to have this, but what if I don't have an IATA number or a CLIA number? Can I still participate in your software?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, as Keith said, we kind of have two portals, two avenues for someone to come on board. One is the travel agent, and the travel professional, that is someone who already has that information. The other avenue is what we're calling a group leader, a group travel planner. And so this is the person, again, where we talk about two different fee structures. This is going to be the person that doesn't have their own credentials, that doesn't have their own bank account, and those kinds of things. And so the group planner is going to fall under that group experience category, where we really take on the liability for them, and they're going to kind of fall under our branding whenever they create these trips.
So, for instance, I could be a member of a church and maybe wanted to take a trip to the Holy Land. I'm not a travel agent, but I could use you to accomplish that.
Absolutely. You could use our system to be able to do that. Again, from A to Z. You can plan it, you can book it, you can promote it, you can take registrations and pay for it all within that one system.
Great. You also mentioned something about human resources.
And Barry?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Barry, to elaborate a little bit further on what Kevin said, you know, the other thing is that We have, you know, we have all those travel professionals that are on the system. And so that group leader not only is going to have the resources of being able to kind of put it together themselves, but if they don't have the comfort level to do that, they will also have the resources of knowing that they can tap into some of the other travel professionals that are on the system already to maybe help them and that, you know, kind of buy that package from somebody else and then manage the rest of the trip themselves. So they might, for the Holy Land tour, maybe they say they're going to do, you know, six nights in the Holy Lands, but they are also going to do an add-on tour somewhere else. And they're comfortable doing the add-on tour, but not the Holy Land tour. So they might be able to, by one of the partners that's already in the system, buy that 5 or 6 night tour to the Holy Lands, put it in the system, build the rest of it, package it themselves, and sell it to their church community or whatever community they're selling it to, that group leader. So it gives them not only the resources of the system, but the resources of the community. So.
Okay, great. And human resources, is that a part of your back end? You mentioned that. How does that work?
So for larger organizations, we do have a human resources app that allows you to keep track of time and attendance and days off and schedule and who's where, when, and all of those good things. That app is built into the system. Obviously, if you're an independent person just working with yourself, you probably don't need a human resources app to keep track of yourself. But for an organization that might have, you know, if you have an agency, an independent agency, and you've got 2 or 3 agents that are actually working for you, it might be something you want to use to help keep track of like schedules and who's going to be working when, and just make your life a little easier. Again, the nice part about it is it's all built in within the same system, so it makes it really convenient for you to use.
Okay, then these modules that we've been talking about, are they, when it comes to pricing, are they a la carte, pick and choose?
No, that we, it's the package. You
the
get
package.
The package of the apps together. It's, we don't, we're not into nickel and diming folks. It's you buy the system, you jump on, we give you the service. That's the way it works.
Okay, great. And I think that's a good segue into telling us about your company, how people connect with you, and how they can find out more information. For the listeners,
so,
we have a video battle here.
The company, I'll start, and I'm going to toss it to Kevin.
But okay.
The company is Group Travel Odyssey, and Group Travel Odyssey is the overall company. The platform that was built is built within Group Travel Odyssey. That's the whole system. That system, the Group Travel Odyssey side of it, is built specifically for tour operators, larger scale tour operators. And then we took that system, we pulled it out, we made a copy of it, and we started to build it and form it into something that spoke more to the travel agent community. And that is the group experience side of things. So it really, we wanted to make sure that it wasn't just a one size fits all for everything. So we really tried to tailor make that a little bit more so that it speaks to the different communities, because everybody does things a little differently. Everybody has a different approach to things. So we're really trying to solve the problems and pain points of group travel, and to do that. So that's why the group experience side is what Kevin really sells for us. And that speaks to those travel agents that already have their business established who will kind of be white labeled through the group experience side. And then those that are those group leaders and trip leaders that will be selling actually through the group experience label. So, and Kevin's the one that kind of manages that. This all came from my experience and the experience I've had in the tourism industry of both being a supplier and a tour operator for many years. On the supplier side, obviously working with a lot of travel agents and working on, you know, the FIT business and the group business. So the history of this, of Group Travel Odyssey and group experience, really came from that, and also the tour operator that I also, you know, have a hand in, that all of that experience kind of led up to this point. So that's why that's where we are. But Kevin can talk a little bit more about the group experience side and how you contact him.
Absolutely.
Okay.
As Keith said, I'm responsible for group experience, and what really got me excited about this, really from being a travel professional myself, was just the ease of it. And so the group experience side, the platform is a much simplified version you know, we don't have what the tour operators have because it's so much more in depth. That what we have on the group experience side is really applicable for the travel professional. Some of those things that are really beneficial. We have a CRM function that travel agents are going to love. We have the ability to create itineraries, marketing tools, document collection, travel protection options. You know, all of these are functions that that the group experience travel professional are going to have at their fingertips. And a lot of professionals are paying for these things individually. And so what we've done is we've put it together to make it very economical for them. And so you can learn more about us by visiting groupexperience.com, and there you'll be able to reach out directly to us. We have a section on group experience at the top. It says travel professional. And you know, you can connect there, or you can email Kevin@gtonetwork.com.
Okay, very good. So that's the starting point if I'm a travel agent, is to go to groupexperience.com to learn more about the product and make contact with y'all.
That's correct. Yes.
So I want to thank our guests. But maybe before I do that, I should ask, is there anything that we've left out here that you want to jump in and talk about before we drop off here?
I don't think so. I think we've covered it very well, and I appreciate your time and your thoroughness and how giving us a chance to kind of share our company and what we do. I will tell you that we're blessed to have a really passionate team on the Group Travel Odyssey and the Group Experience team that really is dedicated to making our platform not just about the software but about the service behind the software. They are really amazing people that are all of us are passionate about travel. We travel a lot on our own, and I can also echo that for the We Travel team, which is why we're partnered with them. They are the same. They have the same mindset. So we want to help people get out in the world, and we feel this is the vehicle we can help travel professionals and travel agents do that more easily, so they can spend more time with their clients and really engage with them and have a more meaningful experience. So that's our goal. That's what we want to do. And I appreciate you letting us share our story.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. And I hope to have you all back on again, maybe in the near future, but in the distance future, maybe we can talk about booking space travel and tourism. Hopefully that's...
Yes, that's probably going to be our next conversation, isn't it?
Seems like it's
in
the news.
I just said yesterday as we were watching the launch, I said, somewhere in the next year, we're all going to show up at some travel trade show somewhere, and there's going to be the space tourism aisle. You know, it's coming.
All right. I want to thank you, Keith and Kevin, for being a part of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and look forward to talking to you again. So thanks so much.
Thanks, Barry.
Well, thank you, Keith and Kevin, for the great information. I really appreciate it. And yet, there's more. You know, after the show, Kevin passed along to me information about a special offer for our listeners at the Home Base Travel Agent Show. If you use the promo code GE Home Based 1, that's GE Home Based 1, you will receive 1 month free if you're a travel agent signing up. And if you're a tour operator and use the promo code, you'll get $20 off the sign-up fee. And that $20 off will make your sign-up fee a total of $39. Now, to use the promo code, email Kevin Cade at kevin@gtonetwork.com. That's kevin@gtonetwork.com. And that is gtonetwork.com. And Kevin will get you all started and on your way to creating tours. Now, both of these offers expire on August 31st of this year, so, you know, jump on in, give it a try. And this is a good point in the show to point out the fact that the show, or me personally, receive no compensation for promoting the products we talk about on this show. And we do this because of the great benefits offered by these companies to the travel trade community. Now, with all that said, I do look forward to hearing from Keith and Kevin in the future, hearing more about their company and what they're doing and what they can offer for the travel trade community. So it's time to close. We're going to close the show for the month of July, and we'll be back next month. And until then, safe travels. Stay healthy, everyone. Bye-bye for now.